sono interiormente persuaso che nel sacrificio di Don Andrea ricorrono tutti gli elementi costitutivi del martirio cristiano.
A martyr, Father Andrea Santoro had and amply displayed the courage of a martyr, and the Diocese of Rome will promote the process for the cause of his beatification. Cardinal Camillo Ruini made the announcement during the course of the funeral mass for the murdered priest. His news was met with resounding applause from the congregation. Father Andrea was a missionary in a foreign land, sent by Rome to Turkey to make Christ's presence known in a nation where the Christian faith had laid once deep and robust roots, but where today being a priest can mean marginalization, ridicule, abuse, and at its worst, death.
And I saw a group of 7 or 8 persons. Their spokesman asked me angrily, we want to talk to you. He took me by the throat and he pushed me inside by force. He said to me in Turkish, sen bitirdin, sen bittin, and he showed me the sign, threat to kill, shouting Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and the same thing to me, the same, that I am finished, that I will finish.
Slovenian Martin Kemetic is a Franciscan friar in the remote village of Izmir, Turkey. He was attacked in his home yesterday evening, just 4 days after the murder of Father Andrea in Trebizon. Local police say they are investigating a group of young men in their 20s, who they described as religious fanatics, fueled by anger over cartoon strips satirizing the Prophet Muhammad. This echoes the motive given by Father Andrea's murderer, a 16-year-old boy. This is the reason why across Turkey and the Islamic world, authorities are putting Christian religious and churches under tight security. This is why Christian communities in Iraq, the cradle of Christendom, are targeted by suicide bombers as they pray.
Normally, Christians are the victims in these arguments and these tensions, because Christians are seen as, as emissaries of the West. But in reality, these Christians, they belong to the local community, and they have been there in these countries for a long time, much before the West would come.
Father Bernardo Cevelera of the Pontifical Mission Society and director of Asian News says that Christian communities in the Arab world are paying the price in this clash of cultures. He says the West's blind insistence of self-justification is feeding the wrath of Islamic fundamentalists, while at the same time seriously undermining the humble work of the church in Muslim nations.
Witnessing Christ in an Islamic country is a kind of silent witness, but also full of love for these people, which sometimes takes Islamic people and Muslim people either to esteem Christianity or sometimes also to convert to Christianity.
This is what motivates men such as Father Santoro and Brother Kemetic and countless others who day in, day out live as aliens in a land where their faith is not wanted and not welcome. In the words of Cardinal Ruini, they are there to be a presence of belief and friendship, to favour an exchange of gifts, above all spiritual, between East and West, between Christians, Jews and Muslims. These are men who truly understand that for every action there will be a reaction, and who carry out their mission, their work and their lives accordingly. I'm Emer McCarthy.